There is a question among the Rishonim whether a Gentile, B'nai Noach, is chayiv in tzedakah. It's not in the Sheva Mitzvahs, B'nai Noach, at least not directly, unless you want to have a liberal definition. So are Gentiles obligated in the mitzvah of tzedakah? So there are different suggestions given why a Gentile is obligated in the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach, even though it's not Mefurish. Where would we see it? So there are different suggestions. One is this famous from Rabbeinu Nissen Gon in his Akdama L'Maseches Brachas, where he writes, the seven mitzvahs, Gentiles are obligated in the seven mitzvahs B'nai Noach, and all mitzvahs sichlis, all logical, rational mitzvahs. So therefore, charity, helping out the vulnerable, the homeless, etc., is a logical mitzvah sichlis, and therefore, non-Jews are obligated in the mitzvah of tzedakah. In fact, there's a Or Sameach that quotes Rav Sajagon, that In the Or Sameach, in the Hakdama to Hilchas Tzvila, in the beginning of Hilchas Tzvila, he writes, Tzvila is a mitzvah sichlis, that it's a mitzvah sichlis to have a connection with your Creator. So if that's the case, and based on Rav Nissen Gaon, then a non-Jew would be chayev in Tzvila as well. And then you have the Ramban by Sodom and Amora, the famous Ramban, that Yad, he quotes the pasuk in Yechezkel, I think it's Yad Ani ve'evion lo hechziko, where the Gemar din on Sodom and Amora was on the fact that they didn't give tzedakah, they didn't help the vulnerable. So therefore, so that's the kasha. The Mefarshim, either the Kashas, the Teretz, said, how could they destroy, if a guy is not chayiv in tzedakah, then how could he be destroyed? We'll give an answer to that question, but the Ran in Sanhedrin and Dav Mem Vav, he says, this is the Raya. We see from here that B'nai Noach achayiv in tzedakah. Because number one, it says by God loves Avram, why? Because he does tzedakah u'mishpat. And as well, it says in Yechezkel, Yad Ani ve'Evyon, if the Sodom and Amorah must be destroyed, then must be the Chayiv in Tzedakah. So that's the Ran sheet that we see that they were Chayiv. Usually, the Avos kept, if they kept the Torah, B'Torah's Eino Metzuvah V'Yoseh. Here, they did it, they were Chayiv in Tzedakah. In fact, the Rokeach writes, he discusses why some mitzvahs have brachas and some don't. So one of his kolam are, if a Jew and a non-Jew are obligated in this mitzvah, there's no birchas ha-mitzvah. One could have argued that then you should dafka have the bracha to show you're not doing it stam, you're doing it because God commanded. But the Rokeach's call is, you can't say I can't shalom itzav etzivano, like it's a special bracha I'm commanded, implying other people are, and when everyone's chayim. So the Rakeach says, the fact we don't make a bracha on tzedakah, it must mean it's a shared mitzvah, and hence no bracha. We know there's a Tshuva Sarashba gives a famous different answer, because it's not anything that's not dependent on you, the Ani might not take it, so therefore, whatever the pshat in the Rashba is, whether it's because it's a bracha or batala, or fundamentally you can't make a bracha on it. And that's why it seems to be there's a famous Ravid that seems to go against the Rashba, or at least not totally against, as I'll explain. There's a whole discussion in the Rishonim, the birchas eris and the bracha we make went for the chasen and kala. So what's the nature of that bracha? So the Rambam writes it's a birchas on mitzvah. And therefore, you make the bracha over l'asiyasin like all other brachas. Others point out that they say the Shiltith, perhaps the Rush, that it's a Birkas Shevach Vahodah. And therefore, you make the bracha afterwards. So the Ravid takes half and half. The Ravid says he agrees with the Rambam, it's a Birkas HaMitzvah, but he says you make it after. Why do you make it after? Because he says you want to make sure the woman accepts. So therefore, if you apply this tzedakah, it seems to go against the Rashba, because then why doesn't the Rashba say, and would the Ravid say, that you make a bracha on tzedakah? So either we don't paskin like the Ravid, because I haven't seen anyone make a bracha on tzedakah afterwards, or it could be even the Ravid agrees. You don't make a bracha on tzedakah for other reasons, maybe the reason to the Rambam, Adam HaChavero, or perhaps since it's something which be Yisod B'Machshava, like the famous Beis Yosef, why don't we make a bracha, Bituch HaMetz D'Raisa, and B'dikas D'Rabbanan, why do we make it on the Mitzvah D'Rabbanan and not on the Mitzvah D'Raisa? He says, since Bitzvah B'Lev Sagi, so therefore, we don't break brachas on things in the heart, because we need something with a clear demarcation. How do we know if you did it or not? So to hear tzedakah is also yisod b'lev. So according to those Rishonim, that it's not. So you have the rokeach who says the chayev in tzedakah raya is no bracha. You have the raya, it seems to be the Ramban and the Ran, similar that. If you say Yanani V'Evyon, so it must be that according to the Ran anyway, the Ramban brings it down, but the Ran says from here we see it must be a mitzvah. So and we have the Rabbeinu Nissen going, it's a mitzvah sichlis. And we also have by the Mabul, the Ramban, L'nechdam Zagim Ela Gezo, why Gezo? Because, even though they violate other things, but stealing is very logical. So the Ran asked, so then how come it's not in the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach? So he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin. It talks about Yom Elayla, the Torah says, Yom Elayla Yishbosu, the Gentiles achayev misa for keeping Shabbos. Shabbos isn't in the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, so what do you mean? So why would it doesn't say that they can't keep Shabbos in the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach. So the Gemara answers, no, the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach are negatives. Don't kill, don't steal, don't eat aver menachai. But if the obligation is v'kum v'aseh, so it's not included. So there are a lot of other things. When we talk about the Zayin Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, according to the Ran in Sanhedrin, that's only negative things. But in terms of Kum V'Aseh, you're obligated to refrain from. Anyway, if a guy must do something, so then he's Chayef. So therefore, Tzedakah, it's something, you know, active. So therefore, the fact that the fact that it's not in there, it's only a negative, perhaps it's not limited to positive. So we have a host of Rishonim who say, non-Jews chayiv in the midst of tzedakah. So who says they're not? So we have the Rambam in Hilchos Malachim and Perek Yud, which seems to say that there are certain mitzvahs a Gentile can fulfill, even if they're not obligated in. What's an example? An example is tzedakah, we are mekablim. So it seems like the Rambam holds a guy could do it as a eino mechuyav b'davar, but according to the Ran, Rokeach, and others, perhaps according to the Rambam, or according to why was Sodom destroyed? Yeah, so therefore we can answer the Mefarshim answer anyway, it's no Raya. In other words, we're not saying Sodom and Amorah were destroyed because it was failure to give tzedakah. It was much more. The whole city was corrupt. In other words, they took it to the next step. They forbade anyone to help the Ani. And if not, you were killed. So a society that forbids you to do tzedakah, that's something worth getting destroyed. But there's no raya that the chayiv in tzedakah. Like we see the Gemara in Yuma Daf Tes, on the big three, the Bayis Rishon was destroyed. On the Bayis Sheni, it's in Eschinim. How could you compare? One's an Aveira Chamura, one's an Aveira Kala. So when it comes to Bayis Rishon, so it was an Onesh because of the big three. But someone has suggested for this Bayis Sheni, it wasn't that Sineschinim was just a symptom. So because if it's society that they can't get along with one another, so the consequence is you can't have a Beis HaMikdash. There's another Meshech Chachma that the word Yushalayim comes from Yirei and Sholem, that the Meshech Chachma explains that Yirei Shemayim Benam Makom, Sholem Benam Chavero, in order to keep Yushalayim, you got to be meticulous on both sides. In fact, there's another interesting Meshech Chachma. This makes a difference between in Parshas B'Shalach, and when it comes to Chovas Yochid, so when it comes to Avodah Zarah, God's very strict. When it comes to Tzibur, he has more tolerance, like the Cheda Ego. However, when it comes to Ben Adam Chavero, like the Dor HaMabel, so let's say for Gezel, for Tzina, you wouldn't get killed on an individual, but Tzibor, so God gets very, says by Mishpatim, about instead of saying Choma, it says Chema. So Chema, God gets very angry. If there's Avodas or an Achdus, he has more tolerance, more patience. But if you have Tzina, so that's it. So therefore, that's how they explain that even if you hold it's dinachayev, it still doesn't, you could still say that they still deserve to get destroyed, even though a non-Jew isn't chayev. So you have a machokas rishonim, whether a guy is chayev in tzedakah according to the Rambam, at least you can makabel him in contrast to Shabbos. So an it's not in the seven mitzvahs b'nei Noach, so according to the Rambam, it shouldn't be. According to the others, you have the it's a mitzvah sikkus that's included, or is the Ran right that it's only negative commandments of the seven mitzvahs? Any kumbaaseh, so then the list doesn't include it, and then we have to see, then perhaps they can be included in something, and giving tzedakah is a kumbaaseh.